Morning Watch, experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ 2, week 1, the seed of David becoming the Son of God. Saturday, related verses, Romans 8, verse 29, because those whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. Hebrews 2, verse 10 through 11. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things and through whom are all things, in leading many sons into glory, to make the author of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brothers. Revelation 21, verse 1 through 2, 5 through 7, and 10 through 11. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and the sea is no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And he who sits on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said, Write, for these words are faithful and true. And he said to me, They have come to pass. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him who thirsts from the spring of the water of life freely. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be God to him, and he will be a son to me. And he carried me away in spirit onto a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. Having the glory of God, her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, as clear as crystal. Related reading. God does not intend that we lose our humanity. On the contrary, we will bear our humanity for eternity. But our humanity in eternity will not be natural. It will be resurrected, glorified, and uplifted. This is proved by the contrast between the natural body and the spiritual body, the resurrection body in 1 Corinthians 15. Today, our physical body is like a seed, but one day this seed will be resurrected and glorified. How can we have divinity? We have it by being regenerated in our spirit by the Spirit of Christ. Through incarnation, Christ put humanity upon himself and thereafter had two natures, the divine nature and the human nature. Through his resurrection and through coming into us as the Spirit, Christ has brought divinity into us. Therefore, we also have two natures, the human nature and the divine nature. By being born of the Spirit, we have become partakers of the divine nature. We can say, Lord, just as you have two natures, so we have two natures also. You are divine and human, and we are human and divine. Hallelujah, we are the same as you. Lord, you have our nature, and we have yours. You are both divine and human, and we are both human and divine. You are the head of the body, and we are the members of the body. Lord, you are the Son of God, and we are sons of God also. The Lord appreciates it when we speak to him in this way. He enjoys it when we declare the fact that God no longer has just one Son, the only begotten Son, but many sons, Christ as the firstborn and us as the many sons of God. Christ has already been designated the Son of God, but we are still in the process of designation. One day, this process will be completed, and for eternity, we will be the same as Christ, God's firstborn Son. Romans 1, 3, and 4 contain many key words. Verse 3 has the phrase, according to the flesh, and verse 4, the phrase, according to the Spirit. In 8:4, Paul speaks about walking according to the Spirit, and not according to the flesh. This is one example of how the key words in 1, 3, and 4 are used again by Paul later in this book. An especially marvelous word in 1:4 is resurrection. Christ was designated the Son of God out of the resurrection of the dead. In 6:5, Paul says that we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Christ was designated by resurrection, and we will be in the likeness of this resurrection. As we share Christ's resurrection, we undergo the process of being designated the sons of God. We are designated, in fact, by resurrection. Every life has its own form. For example, a dog has one form and a chicken has another. The growth of a certain life brings in the full form of that life. Today, we are sons of God, but we do not yet have the full form, the complete shape of sons of God. Therefore, by growth and transformation, we need to be conformed to the image of Christ. Eventually, we will be completely conformed to his image. Then we will possess the full life shape, which comes from the life power with the life essence. A carnation, a chicken, and a dog all have a different life form according to their life essence. A carnation has the form of a carnation because it has the life essence of a carnation. The carnation essence develops into the carnation form by means of the life power within the carnation. Praise the Lord that we have the life essence and the life power within us. This life power is shaping us into the image of the Son of God. Through this shaping function of the life power, we will be fully conformed to the image of Christ.